Hey, it's Beth here. Okay, it's episode 74. It's February 28th, 2020. This is the blue hair troll. You know, Hollywood calls us blue hairs because we are old, over 65. They don't even really care what we want, but I care what we want, and I care what we think. And I think I've got a beat on it, like what we're doing, what we want to see. So this one, I saw it, Elizabeth Moss, because I loved her in Mad Men. It's The Invisible Man. Okay, it came out today. Lots of hype. Okay, it's an H.G. Wells reboot of The Invisible Man, but actually, it goes back further. It was called The Ring of Gyges, and it's from Plato's Republic. Okay, so that guy, actually, that's a pretty interesting story. He wanted to be invisible so he could, have an adulterous affair with the queen at the time. That would be an interesting, that's different than this. This was actually, I'm not a curmudgeon. I might be over 65. I might have a little edge. I might have seen a whole lot of movies. Might have a little, I don't know, attitude, you could say, but this could have been good. It was in development in 2007 with Johnny Depp as the Invisible Man. Okay. What happened was the mummy came out, it tanked, and the Invisible Man tanked too. So it was brought back up. They called it, oh my God, I can't even say this. It was brought back to life with the individualized storytelling. Come on, man, you needed Johnny Depp. Really? It's not gonna work. So, what happened is we have Elizabeth and Moss. We never even get to see what's wrong in her marriage. We don't get to see this guy in action and why she's so devastated and gaslit and can't move, even though she's an architect, out of her house. He tells her what to wear, all this stuff. I would love to have seen Johnny Depp do that to her. Just to understand what we need, antagonists and protagonists. This story didn't have one. So that was a big problem. And now this is where I get lost, because just like in Harley Quinn, that movie that just came out before, she had a hyena, okay? Within the first 5 minutes, Elizabeth Moss is drugging her husband. He's upstairs. He sleeps like a log, sleeps through everything. She kicks the dog's bowl. Okay, sets off a car alarm or whatever. And she looks at this. She's got a male Doberman. This guy is huge, but he's the sweetest dog you've ever seen. She looks at this dog right in the eyes, and you can tell he loves her and he's not vicious. And she says, "I can't take you." I'm like, "What? Why can't you take him?" So she takes off his invisible fence collar, so he can roam this high-end, most expensive neighborhood in America as a huge male Doberman without a collar. Are you kidding me? This is my heroine? Does she care for no one but herself? I was like, oh my God, here we go again. So, you know what? All these girl movies, take the dog out. You don't care. I don't know one girl in my whole life that hasn't adored her dog, that wouldn't just do anything to save their dog. These girls give me nothing to like. So, once again, that happens in the first 5 minutes. And I'm like, wow, hardly in the story at all now. Okay? We're really worried about the Doberman. We don't talk about him forever. He shows up at the end, just like in Harley Quinn. Give me a break. Nobody fed him. What happened to this guy that you drop like a hot coal? Like, what is, don't tell me that. Stay with your dog. Love your dog. Make sure he's been fed before you go out and do anything else with the Invisible Man. Oh my God. So, okay, what happens next is she calls her daughter, I mean, her sister. Sister comes and get her. I don't know. That relationship is really messed up. And the husband, comes off his drugs, puts his fist through the car door. I don't understand. She's a police officer. I don't know why she just goes, screams and runs. I don't even understand the police department, because then she goes to her best friend, who is the hottest guy I have ever seen. This guy's muscles, black guy, best friend. He has a beautiful daughter. Okay, she's living with him. She doesn't want to be with her sister because he knows where her sister lives. I don't understand the relationship. This guy is a monk. He has no girlfriend. There's no sparks between them. Elizabeth puts he and this daughter in extreme jeopardy. Then she goes to the lawyer, and the invisible man, her ex-husband, her dead husband, because he dies, okay? He's committed suicide. She goes to the lawyer. It's her brother. I don't think you can do that. I don't think brothers can be lawyers. But anyway, all these crazy things happen in this movie. It's like they threw it together. And she's going to get $100,000 every month till we get to $5 million. And she's going to take it, even though she hates this guy. And she's an architect. They can make money. So the good scene where we get to love her or think she's amazing, she's giving $10,000 to this little girl, her best friend's little girl who wants to go to Parsons School of Design, $10,000 for 12 months. That's not much. You're going to pocket like, and then you're giving your sister a little something too. 80 grand a month. And you hate this guy so much that you didn't want anything from him. I'm like, man, this plot is just killing me. So I'm trying to stick around. I'm trying to be happy. I'm trying to enjoy it. There was one scene that was good, just one. I won't spoil it for you, but it's not worth all this time and effort. So we've got nothing going on, and all these people are dying, but it's like in a vacuum. Like the police department, we never go to the police department. We never see it. We never see anybody, nothing on the news, nothing about this amazing guy who is killing people in this hospital. Musrin, he destroys like 8 or 9 cops. Invisible guy. Like you think we'd be talking about it, but we're not talking about it. No way. So all this is going on. And then I'm not going to spoil it for you. The ending is so schlocky. And she's not even nice to her best friend. It's like this girl, I know she's not a narcissist, sociopath like her husband, who's dead now, finally. But she is not nice. She's not nice. She keeps running forward, looking for whatever she wants. All these dead bodies, all these things happen. And all she's doing is saving herself. And then at the end, she walks off with the Doberman in this great outfit. And I'm like, really? And she just screwed her best friend, that fabulous guy who's got the kid. Oh my God, she's a nightmare. She's a total nightmare. And this is going to make a lot of money or whatever. I don't know what it's supposed to be about. But I'm thinking there were a lot of continuity problems in it. We probably have to find that person. I don't know if it was the D-girl or some script consultant that was on the set. They're not on the set anymore. Nobody is making sure that the story makes any sense. And I stayed for the credits. A lot of people were in on this movie. How they could have not seen all these glaring problems, and you will see them. I promise you, this is going to bother you. If you pay money like I did, if you go into the theater, I don't care if you're drinking, the theaters with food and the drinks and everything, it's still irritating, absolutely irritating. So save your money, Netflix it while you're doing laundry. Don't give it all your energy. It is not worth it. And I'm really, really, really sad to say this. What it really needed was Johnny Depp. They didn't put the big bucks into it. They did not give me, for my protagonist, they did not give me an antagonist. I did not understand the Invisible Man. What a complete waste of time. It was, you know, Johnny Depp, I get it. You don't like him or whatever. Lots of money you have to put out. That's what a movie needs. We need a good guy and we need a bad guy. And they need to be absolutely equal in their powers. The good guy has to develop powers to get up to the level of the bad guy. And that's where the fun is. This was a vacuum. We didn't know anything about him. So I'm really sad to say it. I got two trolls that will rise to the occasion. That's all I'm giving it. And I'm really sorry to say that. I was pretty excited about this one. But they got to get some writers. They really do. They got to put the money into it. And they got to respect these guys. Because without a good script, you got nothing. And without Johnny Depp, you probably don't need a good script. Probably you don't. I mean, he is so underrated. He makes something out of everything he ever does. But he was in on this. 2007, it was all for him. And then he's gone. And it's like, oh, who cares? I'm like, no, we care. That would have been good. And he would have been older than her, which would have been good. This guy that she's married to in this one, I think he's 25, 30 or whatever, and he's living in this huge mansion. I'm like, yeah, sure, right, that happens every day. And he's got no personality. I don't see it. I mean, sociopaths are supposed to be charming. Narcissists are supposed to be charming. They're supposed to charm the birds out of the trees. This guy couldn't open a lunch basket. He couldn't find a potato in a potato farm. He was nothing. As flat can be. So, I don't even know why I said potato farm. That's pretty stupid. There's better things. But I'm so upset that I can't think. So, anyway, just sad as sad can be. Should have been great. So anyway, sorry to be I'm not a curmudgeon. I'm honest. I want to be happy. I want to have spent money on something that is good. Nobody's paying me to do this. I wish they were. Then maybe I would relax a little bit more. But I'm like getting in my car, taking a shower, getting up, going there, doing all this stuff. I wanted this to be fantastic. All the reviews say I'm going to be scared. Woo! It's going to be great. I'm going to be scared. I want that. I wanted it to be good. I'm not stupid, but it just wasn't there. There was no there. So there was no here or there. So anyway, I'm just telling you the truth and I hate myself for doing it. Anyway, I'll be back and two trolls, two little curmudgeon-y trolls have given up their life for this. I'm sad to say. Talk to you later. I'm sorry it's not a good review. I really feel sick about myself that I can't say it was great. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.